Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. And I'm also the publisher at a boutique publishing house called Inspired Living Publishing. And I have to say, I have one of my authors here with me today who has become one of my dearest, closest friends, spiritual guides, soul sister. And we're going to be talking today about discovering the wisdom in your wounds. And as Mal shares, the wounds we take in the battles of love are the most profound tools for healing we'll ever receive. On the other side of heartache and betrayal is wholeness, forgiveness, and unconditional love for yourself and others when you tap into the wisdom in your wounds. Joining me today is spiritual life coach and author of the best-selling book, Broken Open, Embracing Heartache and Betrayal as Gateways to Unconditional Love. She's also the award-winning number one best-selling author of Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. Mal is a certified spiritual professional and life coach, as well as a certified law of attraction practitioner. She's been recognized as a leading expert on self-worth, as well as being featured over 250 times on major media networks, CBS Radio, Blog Talk, Thrive Global, Huffington Post, Aspire Magazine, as in many more. Before I bring Mal on, I want to share something with you. There's not many times in life that we get to witness someone's healing and transformation. And I know I'm going to get emotional today in this conversation with Mal, because as a soul sister of hers, a dear friend and her mentor, what she shares in her book, what she shares in her personal journey, I was witness to. I watched her transformation, and I used to say to her, here I go, I'm going to cry. As she was going through it, I used to say, Mal, you are showing up with such grace and love in these circumstances, and not many could. So I'm honored to be the publisher of this transformational book, and more honored to bring Mal on right now. Welcome, my beautiful friend.
You're going to have me in tears, Linda. Oh, my God. Talk about touching my heart with your love and your words. I'm honored. I'm just honored beyond anything that I could express.
Well, you know, you and I go back how many years now, Mal? It was right after the release of your first book when we met.
2012.
Yeah, 7 years we've been connected, working together, become dear friends, and here we are today. You're on the show. I'm publishing your transformational book. And when you asked me to do so, I was like, got down on my knees saying, what an honor, because there's such truth, there's such wisdom. I know the practices and processes that you share in the book work because I witnessed you go through it. And I know what you've done for other women. So first, let's take a deep breath, right? Because we're going to have a really intimate conversation, aren't we?
For sure.
Yeah. And first off, why don't we start with, what does being broken open mean?
Linda, what it means is that within yourself, you implode. Something happens in your life that's unthinkable, unimaginable. You, in a million years, you never would think that something like this would happen. It's a sudden, excruciating loss that brings you to your knees. You're gasping for your breath. You're wondering if you're even going to survive. And you shatter. You just completely crack from the pain that is running through your body. It's your heart just cracking open from the massive amount of distraught and pain that's running through you that was never anticipated.
And as, you know, on the cover of the book, you have, and you really requested it, you knew what you wanted. You wanted people to have hope in their brokenness. And on the cover is a gorgeous heart, which words can't even do it justice because the cover is so gorgeous. But you said, Linda, in the crack, there has to be gold. It has to shimmer. It has to radiate outward because I want women to know that even though they're feeling cracked open right now, there's wisdom, there's gold in the crack. It doesn't mean it has to be dark and heavy. And I remember having that conversation with you saying, yes, that's what your teachings are about, that even in our brokenness, there are gifts.
Absolutely. And it took me a little bit of time to process all of that. I knew that there was a deeper meaning to everything that was happening, that there was going to be an incredible lesson coming out of all of this, that I would uncover something I needed to know about me. And the only way I could do that was to feel all the messiness, all the pain, all the darkness that I was feeling, because when I processed that and allowed myself to go through it, that's when that inner voice started to say to me, girl, there's so much more here for you to understand. You can assume anything you want, and you will know nothing. You must look deep within yourself for what you know to be your truth, and that will guide you.
And I watched it guide you. And for our listeners who may not have the book yet, which was just released, let's go back, and you can share as much as you're comfortable with, of what broke you open.
I was married to my soulmate, to my spiritual partner, the person that I trusted most on this planet, the person that I felt understood me at to my deepest core. And I uncovered a grotesque betrayal in the relationship that shattered the trust, shattered the love, shattered the beliefs. Everything that I felt and knew to be true about this relationship was immediately wiped off the charts. And I was standing not knowing anything at that point. Not understanding, not knowing. The only thing I could connect with was what I felt, which was deep, deep pain and deep loss. And also, a piece of me was dying. I was losing a piece of my identity through all of this. And I could feel that that was dying, dropping off, dissolving. And that was also alarming. Here I was, a partner, a wife to another human being, and all of that was just disappearing quickly. And I was in complete turmoil at first. But once I just started, always, you know, the breath is an amazing tool. It just instantly calms the body. It then calms the mind. It then calms the soul so that we can start to process. Once I allowed myself to just get calm, I was able to then open up to and look at what can I do about this? I knew this was a situation that was not going to be fixed or healed by somebody else's behavior. It was going to be entirely up to me to heal myself, to bring myself from the darkness back into light and self-love. Only I could do that. As painful a lesson, as painful as a lesson as it was also my greatest teacher.
We had many conversations about this as you were going through it. As you said, you were brought to your knees, and you and I had many conversations of just pure sobbing, the two of us, right?
Yeah.
As you process the pain. And I remember, you know, the stages you went through, of, as we all do, of the disbelief, the anger, the loss of identity. And then you transitioned into this energy, and that was exactly what you just named, is what can I do in this situation to bring me back into alignment with myself? Because you had lost yourself in that situation when it was revealed. You forgot the truth of who you were. You allowed the story of his behavior to take away your value. Is that a accurate way of describing what you felt at that moment?
Absolutely. Because so much of my identity and, big mistake, self-worth, was identified to being with this man, which is something that women do. We lose part of our wholeness when we are in that soul relationship, that partnership. It's very easy to lose part of ourself. I was losing all of that and more all at once. To describe it, I felt like an animal that had been gutted and thrown it to the side of the road to just die. I mean, it was awful.
And the thing with your situation, Mel, here you are, powerful spiritual woman. You had practices that had transformed your life already, but we're in the midst of pain and heartache, and especially at the depth you were. They got you through, but even at times that wasn't enough because you had to dive deep into the pain, and I think that's where so many of us, we avoid it. I know I did have in the past. We don't want to face the pain, but you discovered that, no, I need to turn and face this and look at it in relation to yourself, not him.
Yes. And diving into that at first seemed very threatening. Putting down the denial and just opening myself wide open, saying, this has happened. Yes. All this ugliness, all this mess has occurred. But something inside of me, Linda, because I was allowing myself rather than holding myself back, was saying, this is what you can do. This is your next step. And I just focused completely on my own healing. I had initially expectations of what I was hoping from him. But early on, I discovered I was not going to get the accountability and the honesty I needed. So I had to let go of any plan involving his activities or what he could do. And I just totally focused on what I could do to heal myself. And that was going to support groups. And that was going to different healing modalities and getting Reiki treatments, anything that I thought would make me feel better, I did.
Yeah. And you took self-care, you made self-care your priority. We're going to jump to a break now. And when we come back, I want to talk more about this, about how working on yourself began to shift everything for you. And we'll be back in a moment. I'm with spiritual life coach and best-selling author of Broken Open. You can learn more at brokenopen-book.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ladies, it's time to remove the veils of pain, shame, and self-doubt that are smothering your inner light and leave you feeling disconnected from the truth of who you are. You are a radiant, divine woman of strength, love, and wisdom who deserves to live a life of joy, love, and inner peace. Life and spiritual coach Mal Duane, who is often referred to as the champion for restoring women's self-worth, supports women in stepping out from behind the energetic veils that separate them from the truth of who they are. It is possible to move through your fears, break through limiting beliefs, and release the shackles of shame and self-judgment. And you don't have to do it alone. Take the first step in reclaiming your life by visiting MalDuaneCoach.com for empowering resources and supportive services.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is my soul sister, my friend, Inspired Living Publishing author, Mal Duane, author of the bestseller, Broken Open. So, Mal, right before the break, you were talking about how you began to pull your focus off of him and fixing him, fixing the situation, and you turned it, the energy, onto yourself. So how did working on yourself start to shift everything for you?
Well, Linda, the first thing I realized that there were so many women out there that felt exactly like I did. I never realized how many support groups there were for women in my situation. And when I went to those, I listened with an open heart to stories that were as messy and as painful as mine, if not more so. But something I saw that immediately shifted my path was that many, many of these women were still living in excruciating pain 5 years, 10 years, 15 years out from what had happened to them. Many of them, their health had been compromised. They had had cancer. They had put on a lot of weight. They were angry. They were full of resentment, and they swore up and down they would never love again. To me, that was more painful to watch than what I had personally experienced.
And I remember the day you came home from a meeting. It was the big epiphany, and you called me and you said, "I will do whatever inner work is required, no matter how hard, because I can't allow my heart to fill with unforgiveness, resentment, anger. It will take away my life energy." And you shared what that moment was in one of the meetings when you realized, if I don't do this inner work now, I will be given away my power, just as they, you know, found themselves doing. It was a powerful pivot point for you. I remember you declaring it, that you were going to do this inner work.
It was probably one of the greatest things that I could have experienced, because that was the moment I knew that the only way to have freedom from all of this was to get to a place of forgiveness. That was going to be my only path out of this. And I had to figure out what that was going to look like. And that's when I started with my daily practice, even going deeper in my meditation, asking my higher self, what does this all mean? What do I need to know? What do I need to uncover within myself? And what came up was that the way I looked at love had been created from beliefs and perceptions that I learned as a child, that I was now using those filters to evaluate and look at what was happening in my life currently. This was an outdated mode, and in the book I call it our love story. We all have one. And we take on this love story at a very early age when we're domesticated as children. And we take on our parents' beliefs and what they were taught to believe. And many of the things I believed maybe weren't true or even applicable at this time in my life. It was huge.
That was a major moment for you. And then in the book, in one of the sections, you wrote that you realized that you need to examine what happened to me as deeply as you could, using your trauma and experience to guide you through the healing process. And the next two sentences, I chose to look at myself, not my husband or the story of what happened. And this line gets me. Betrayal was a wake-up call to heal your broken heart. And you looked at it as a spiritual quest.
Yes.
Like you shifted the energy around it from the pain and suffering, resentment and all of that that is a normal reaction. And you looked at it as a spiritual quest. And look where you are today, healed,
yes,
whole, healthy. And for the readers who haven't purchased the book yet, you will... I got to tell you, when I received the copy of the manuscript, the complete version, I always create sacred space, and I called Mal so emotional because the acknowledgement and the dedication is to her ex-partner. It was so beautiful and real and raw and filled with love. Now, remember, I know the depth of her pain. So I know the depth of her healing and forgiveness. And when I read that, I was just like, I want this for every woman who's in pain right now. That's why I was so honored to publish your book, Mel. I want women to see what is possible, to read your book, the pain, the processes that you've got through, and see what's on the other side, love and forgiveness.
Yeah.
And you know, we had conversations about that dedication, that just bringing tears to my eyes. So when you really decide to focus on yourself and healing your wounds, you shared parts of some of the things that you did. When your book's subtitle is called Embracing Heartache and Betrayal as Gateways to Unconditional Love, let's talk about what's on the other side of that gateway.
Well, once I understood my love story and the filters and the beliefs that I had created, I realized that the wound that I was experiencing was a totality of heartbreak in my life. This might have been the final big break. So it was pain that probably had not been processed fully through my adult life. And at this moment now, I was completely broken open to experience this pain, to process it, to work with it, and finally be rid of it. Not that I probably won't be hurt again in this lifetime, but I'll never probably go through the depths that I went through at that point in time. So by accepting everything that happened as a teaching for me to grow, to expand my capacity to love myself, to love others, to understand that we all have a love story, something that has happened in our life that is now creating how we deal with love as adults, and this is also applicable to my ex-husband. He had his own mess to deal with, which brought about unconscious behavior that ultimately hurt me. And when I could look at him as a fellow human being on this journey with the same struggles, the same issues I have, and a collection of old data that had come up and created whatever he was doing in our marriage, I was able to look at him with compassion and understand his half of the relationship. I owned my half, which is very important. As a woman, we are 50% of the equation. We have to take ownership of that. In some way, we contribute to that relationship and to what happens. I accepted that, and I said, I want to learn everything about myself and what I brought to the table and how I contributed to this. That empowered me. That really brought back my sense of self and strength and the fact that I could, in fact, help myself out of this completely.
And I love that you, even though you're not condoning his or anyone else's behavior, but it was like you shifted instead of looking at it from that spiritual perspective and seeing that his wounds are his instead of taking them on and making it about you and your value. Is that what you see a lot of women do? They go, oh, he did A, B, and C, so that means I'm not worthy or I don't deserve, and they take it on as a story?
Yes. The first most powerful lesson I got out of this was that his unconscious behavior had nothing to do with me. It was the void in him that caused him to do what he did. Nothing to do with my values, my self-worth, none of it.
And that's a major element for everyone to understand on the healing journey, right, is that we take back our story. Like you went back to childhood and looked at your love story, and you took back broken pieces of yourself that you had brought into this relationship, right? And you reclaimed them all. I mean, so it was like a vision quest.
There were already jagged edges within me. And what I experienced in the marriage just took that wound and brought it to a level that it now had to be dealt with fully in order for me to survive and go on. So it was a blessing in disguise. And I know that's hard to understand, but where I am today is that I am so much more whole and complete and full of love and joy and understanding than I was before.
Oh, yeah. I always believed since the moment we met that that's the essence of who you are and who you've always been. But I have to say the sense of peace, love, you just radiate that. And I can speak from knowing you. You live that. That is the truth of who you are, right? And so you've come out through the gateway, this beautifully whole woman who knows that as on her own, she is worthy of love. And we're going to take a break now. When we come back, I want to talk about who you were before. When you look back before the betrayal, I want to know what you see, because I want our listeners to feel that shift, the script change that happened. And I'll be back in a moment with Mal Duane, best-selling author of Broken Open, Embracing Heartache and Betrayal as Gateways to Unconditional Love. Grab your copy of the book at brokenopen-book.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shymoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beinglovebook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Mel Duane. And we're talking about having your heart shattered and finding your way back to wholeness after betrayal. So, Mel, when you look at where you are today and go back to the woman before you were betrayed, what are some of the differences you see?
Interesting, Linda, that before all of this happened, I thought I had my act together. I said, boy, I've been on a spiritual path for so many years. I've been in recovery since 1988. I've been a student of the Course in Miracles and meditating every day and journaling and praying. But although I was doing all those things, I was still living life more from my head than from my heart. And the experience of being hit on the head, blindsided by what happened in my marriage, brought me to my knees, and it brought me to a place of humility like I had never experienced before. Every ounce of judgment was just like squeezed out of me through going through this process. And I honestly have to say that today, very, very few things trigger me, especially from the place of the ego and from the head. I have a greater sense of peace and looking at the deeper side of things and not the superficial social, I think, expectations that we create. I am constantly looking underneath the hood, as I put it, for the meaning of things now.
Yeah, you've always been that way, but yeah, I have to agree. You dive deeper and you have this, I think, I don't want to say new ability, enhanced ability to really drop down into your heart and almost be a witness to the situation or whatever is unfolding in your life. And you do it with the sense of, it's like you're sitting on a meditation pillow, like, and you bring it into your awareness instead of reacting. That's a big thing I can say, I can describe in you now, is there's no reaction. There's a you know, and that must feel so peaceful now.
Yeah. I'm living more from that internal response of, does it feel right or doesn't feel right? And not expecting other people, places, or things to make me feel good. That it's my job as a student on this path of life. It is my job. My happiness is my job. It's not somebody else's job. And that's a big one for women. But when we learn that, we become so much more capable of tapping into that happiness. And it's real happiness. It's not superficial, you know, controlled by what's happening on the surface. My happiness is deep, inner, self-love, self-worth, living my life the way I want to, serving others, giving the best of me to others in need creates incredible happiness for me.
So beautiful, the side benefits that have come through your journey. You know, one of the things we talked about a lot during your journey, before writing Broken Open, is that you realized, like so many other women, that you denied your intuition and you had overlooked red flags and dismissed them because you didn't want to rock the apple cart. Do you find that a lot of women do that in their relationship, that the signs are there, but we just close our eyes to them, and that's why the depth of betrayal is even more magnified?
Beautiful, beautiful point, and so true. There are always breadcrumbs on our trail that are indications of things that are happening. And sometimes when those things look unpleasant or ugly or threatening, we dismiss them or overlook them. And that's what I did in my case. There were certain things that I could have looked at more carefully or even questioned, but I said, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to cause trouble. I don't want to do anything that would threaten my relationship here. And so I stepped over those things. And what happened was they came back and bit me in the tail. And that was my wake-up call.
And that was a big wake-up call. But I think all of us listening, including myself, we can relate that there's been things in our life we don't want to look at, right? And sometimes, no, we don't want to rock the relationship boat especially, right? Because that's the main aspect of our lives. So now how do you dive deeper into listening, right? Because your relationship with him has completely changed. I know the marriage is over, but let's talk about that for a moment, because it's completely different now. It's from a place of empowerment and compassion and forgiveness. Did you ever think that day would come, Mel? When you were down on your knees that day, when you discovered everything?
Not at the beginning. I never could envision where I am today in my relationship with him. When he read the dedication of the book, I sent him the manuscript, I sent him the dedication. He called me and he was crying. And he said, I shudder with disgust for the unconscious behavior that I showed you and the pain that I caused you. You were a woman of complete love and light. You always have been. You have treated me and my children this way, always. And when I think back about what I did to you, it breaks my heart. That was huge.
Yeah, that was another layer of healing for you. But also, as a messenger, because, you know, I've always called you a spiritual messenger, and this journey, even though it was painful now, I really believe that this is your message. You are here to tell women you do not have to carry the resentment and the stories of what he did or what happened. It's over. Let it go. Go into yourself for the answers, for the love. Because look at the side benefit. You never planned on having a friendship with him after. And now there's a it's there, and it's so natural. Don't you want that for all women?
Oh, absolutely, and that's the whole purpose of the book, really, is that we can go from that place of pain and we can transition to a place of understanding. And the understanding brings compassion, and the compassion brings the forgiveness. It goes in waves, in steps. You just don't go from pain to forgiveness. There is a journey, a process. But to get there, you need to feel what you're going to feel. You need to accept your responsibility in it. You need to look at your filters and how you're judging this situation. And you need to let go of any expectation of somebody else's behavior healing you, because that's not going to happen. This is your job. It is your path to walk. Today, I have a wonderful relationship with him. We laugh. We joke. I was in California a while back, and it was like, this was just like old times, but it's different. Because although we still have a deep connection through grandchildren and everything, it's different. We will always have a connection at a soul level that is probably, maybe I think today, even better than what we had in our marriage.
Yeah, and just because the intimate love relationship isn't there, your human-to-human connection is there and deeper than ever.
The expectations from another human being are gone. I expect nothing, which is the freeing point here, is not expecting him to do anything. It's going to make me feel better or impact my happiness. And he feels the same way. So there's a great freedom for him.
And also, too, Mel, you get to show, your one role is showing up as love and light, which you always have been. But I'm talking about in that relationship, into that new friendship. You just look at it and go, I'm going to show up as me. I'm love and light with no expectations from him or, you know, or others in your life, right? So you just show up and shine. I think that's so liberating and empowering on the spiritual path.
It's been my greatest lesson. And probably the one that I absolutely had to learn, and that's why all of this happened. And it's, for me, it's so rewarding when my stepchildren recognize that, and members of his family say, Mal, you are so powerful by being here. Because you're here out of love. You don't have to be here, but you're here because you choose to be, and it's so loving. It's so wonderful and authentic. And they all appreciate that.
Because they feel it now. It's a feeling. It's something that radiates out from you. And we're going to take a final break. And I know a lot of women, maybe right now they're getting triggered, going, oh, I have some red flags I've been ignoring. And maybe their soul's speaking to them. So when we come back from our break, I want to talk about some of the fears that you had to face on this journey of healing, because I think sometimes we don't step on the path of healing because we're afraid. So by you shining a light on some of the natural fears that come up, I think will be of such service to the women who are listening that are struggling. And I'll be back in a moment with Mal Drain, author of Broken Open. Learn more at brokenopen-book.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations on the Om Times Radio Network. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is my soul sister, Mal Duane. You can learn more at MalDuaneCoach.com. So, Mal, when you embraced your wounded core, your deepest fears came to light. And within that, you found this woman who stands in the truth and whose greatest source of love is her own brilliant heart. But what were some of the fears that you had to face to get there?
Oh, one of the biggest ones, girl, was here I am in my 60s, and I'm going to be getting divorced. Oh, my God, what is going to happen to me? Am I going to live life alone and in pain, you know, to my dying days? There was just this awful thought of being at that age and no longer, you know, having someone else to depend on. I was going to have to put my big girl pants on and figure this out. And I have to say that today I'm 71 years old, and the thought of whether I have a partner, don't have a partner, is the least concern to me now. The quality of my life and my daily happiness is what's important to me. And because I've learned that that's my job and not somebody else's, I can only show up for someone bringing happiness to the table and not expecting to take it away.
Yeah, and you do so much for yourself that your life, and with yourself, that your life never feels empty. You're always going to spiritual seminars, Kripalu, you and I have gone, workshops. Like, you feed and nurture your soul, which maybe you always did it, but I think you did it less back then because we never want to feel like we're taken away from our relationship or partner. But now you're living and nurturing yourself.
Yes. And my daily self-care and just, you know, taking care of my health, my sense of well-being, my soul through educational programs, my spiritual practice daily, the material that I read. I'm very, very mindful of what I bring into my energy field and what I put into, you know, in front of me and in my thought process. And I think that's something that women need to do. We've got to be mindful of what we're taking in.
Oh, I agree. And aside from the fear of being alone, which I think that's a human fear, right? Did any other fears come up for you?
I was afraid, just like those women I met, but I was afraid that I would never feel love again, that because my heart had been so broken, how would I ever connect with feeling love again? And I can honestly say that that is totally healed. And I feel love in a different way. I feel love for my ex-husband, but it's in a totally unconditional way. There's nothing expected in return. I feel love so much more for the beauty I have in my life, the abundance I have in my life, the grandchildren I have in my life, the friends I have in my life. So my love that I feel today is so much more coming from me than coming from my environment.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah,
it's coming from within. And, you know, you hear it all the time from your audience and from friends. And you were just at my Sacred Visibility Live event, and everyone's like, Mel, you just radiate. I could hear everyone going up to you. You just radiate love. Mel, you're so peace. Mel, I love your writing. And I love your soul giggles. And it was like, you know, I heard someone came up to me after and said she's exactly who she is here in person with us than as the energy that she portrays online. And to me, that's the most beautiful compliment. They feel your love in the work you do online, right, through speaking and everything else that you do, and they felt it when they met you. And I was like, whoa, that's when you know you're truly integrated, right? Like, you are living your most authentic, love-filled life.
Yeah. You're right, Linda. More people tell me now than ever before, oh, my God, Mal, I just feel such a wonderful vibration from you. You just are just a presence of love. And I never heard those words like that before all of this happened. People loved my, you know, I was inspiring and energetic and uplifting, but they didn't feel my love. And today, they do. Deeply.
Oh, yeah. I know I do, baby. We have a few minutes left, Mel, and I want to cover something in those few moments because I think it's important. You wrote in Broken Open that a broken heart is actually a badge of courage. In the last few minutes, speak about that because it's so true, and it's a great reframe.
Women, when they have a broken heart, feel at first, if they don't process properly, they feel that, well, they're less than. They've been rejected. They lose a piece of self-worth. It's because they weren't good enough, and that's why they have this broken heart. But in fact, that broken heart to me is a badge of courage because you stepped into that arena of love. You gave it your all. You wouldn't be feeling a broken heart if you hadn't shown up and been vulnerable and given 150% in that, I don't like to call it the battle, but in that area of showing up and being with another human being. Yes, it didn't work, and maybe the relationship failed. But you were there, and you gave it your all. So give yourself credit for that. Accept that, wow, I showed up. I gave it my best. I wasn't perfect, but my heart was so open and so willing. And you can go on in life and keep that heart open and be vulnerable and be willing, and love will come back to you. It will absolutely return. And it will return in ways that you never thought were possible.
Yeah.
They're magical.
Yeah, they showed up in the ring, right, my friend?
Yep.
It takes courage to love fully with authenticity, vulnerability, and that level of intimacy. And that's what your book really shares, is about how to come back full circle after betrayal, to be able to love fully again at an even deeper level. And in Broken Open, you bring women back to themselves, right? You help them reconnect with self-love, their self-worth, and that's a part that we lose when we're wounded.
Yes. You know, unfortunately, betrayal is probably the worst wound that a woman can experience. It cuts deeper than anything else. It's just a hideous wound. And the only way to heal that wound is through a practice of really feeling every messy part of it, walking through it, holding on to a belief that there is a way out and that you will be guided. You will find it, but you've got to work from your heart and soul and not from your head and not from ego. ego's going to just keep you nailed to the cross. And I describe this whole experience that it's not about the crucifixion. This is about the resurrection.
What a beautiful way to bring our call to an end. It is just a sacred gift for me to have you here with me today. And for the honor of publishing your book, for sharing this message with the Inspired Conversations audience. I know lives are going to be changed by your work. It's already happening, my friend. Your presence in my life is such a gift, and I love you. Thank you for being you.
Thank you.
And I want to invite everyone, give yourself the gift of healing. Order Broken Open, Embracing Heartache and Betrayal as Gateways to Unconditional Love for yourself and for the woman in your life who you know need this book as a reminder of their value, of their worth. You can order it at brokenopen-book.com. Until next time, my friends, choose love, choose happiness, choose joy. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.